You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Ellen and Janice.
You can't control the things that happen to you, but you can control the way that you react to them. We often hear a lot about the importance of forgiveness and forgiving those who have harmed us. But what about forgiving ourselves for the mistakes we made, for the decisions we chose, for the negative self-talks, or for all the wrongdoings we have ever caused upon ourselves and others? Isn't that important as well? I believe that it is, because in order to live a happy, peaceful, successful, and balanced life, we must learn the importance of self-forgiveness first. You see, forgiveness is often defined as a deliberate decision to let go of feelings of anger, resentment, and retribution towards yourself or someone who you believe has wronged you. Regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness or not, forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean condoning or excusing their actions or behaviors. Forgiveness simply means that you accept what has happened and you are willing to move past it and move on with your life without ruminating over past events that cannot be changed. And self-forgiveness gives us the power to move out of the past and into the present, and it gives us control over our lives. Forgiveness helps us to physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally release all of these negative things and emotions that we once experienced, and it brings the forgiver peace of mind, and it frees him or her from anger, resentment, hatred, stress, and even long-term physical problems. When we choose to let go of deeply held negative feelings, it empowers us to recognize the pain you suffer without letting that pain define you. It enables us to heal and move on with our life. Self-forgiveness is not about letting yourself off the hook, nor is it a sign of weakness. Instead, it's a power that is given to us by our Creator that allows us to grow in grace, heal in time, and be led by love. Forgiving yourself is about more than just putting the past behind you and moving on. It's about accepting what has happened and showing compassion to yourself over and over and over again. You see, as a mom, sometimes we can just feel pretty guilty from time to time. You know, we feel like we maybe just not doing enough for our children, or we feel like we have to be the best and perfect mom for them. And sometimes we just feel like we have to be on point with everything. And sometimes we even, when they don't listen, we blame ourselves for their actions, and we begin to experience this shame and guilt and hate towards ourselves. And even though it's normal to feel these emotions, what isn't healthy is to continually beat ourselves up for our actions or our behaviors and to determine that we are a bad person because of it. That's why it's so important to continue to show yourself or ourselves unconditional love and self-kindness, because when you practice self-kindness, you recognize that all people are imperfect and that all people have imperfect lives, and you are kind to yourself when things go wrong instead of being critical. With self-kindness, you acknowledge that everyone has issues and struggles, because this is what it means to be human. When you start to think like that, it changes the way you view life's challenges and difficulties. That opens the door for you to grow from the experience. But if you feel like it's abnormal, or that, you know, this shouldn't be happening to you, or sometimes, you know, you feel like you might deserve it, and, you know, or like you're not good enough, then you begin to start to, you know, engage in self-blame. When we experience self-blame, we begin to self-criticize ourselves. We feel self-neglected. We use self-destructive behaviors. We begin to self-sabotage our behaviors with our loved ones or even our jobs. We have this idea that we have to be perfect, and we just hate who we are. We hate all the things that are around us, and we forget and lose sight of all of that we are. You know, we believe that you just don't deserve good things, and we create this intense rage, whether if it's, you know, physical fights or road rage, or we just begin to take out all our anger on everything and everyone, and we act out against society. It's a repeated cycle that we have because we just can't seem to forgive ourselves. So you see, I had to understand that the antidote to shame was self-compassion. Self-compassion acts to neutralize the poison of shame, and it removes all the toxins that were ever created by shame, like all of these things that I just mentioned. When we show ourselves love, forgiveness, compassion, you know, we understand that everyone makes mistakes. We accept who we are, we take accountability and learn from these errors, we let go of our inner self-talk, and we move on. We forgive, and soon we begin to forget because we remember that love is patient, is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs, does not delight in evil, it rejoices with the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, because love never fails. When we seek self-compassion, self-forgiveness, self-love, and self-confidence, we soon learn that these are all important aspects that soothe our mind, body, and spirit from the pain that once was caused by guilt or shame, and it facilitates the overall healing process. The more shame or guilt that you heal, the more you will be able to see yourself more clearly, the good and the bad. You will be able to recognize and admit how you have harmed yourself and others. Your relationships with others will change and deepen. More importantly, your relationship with yourself will improve. So here's a few steps that you can take to help you in your journey of self-forgiveness so that you can heal your mental health and well-being like a boss. So the first step to healing your mental health and well-being is focusing on your emotions. Before you can move forward with anything in life, you need to take responsibility of your emotions and of your actions. You need to give yourself permission to recognize and accept the feelings that have been triggered in you and welcome them so that you can no longer sabotage your well-being. That means to think of each mistake or wrongdoing as a learning experience. When we learn from our experience, it allows us to move forward faster and more consistently so that we do not miss the opportunities and blessings that the universe has in store for us. The second step to finding healing is to have a deep conversation with your inner critic. Whether you're happy with the decisions or mistakes that you chose to make, it's important to give a voice to the thoughts in your head and the emotions in your heart so that you can free yourself from some of the burdens. We all know that, you know, we are our biggest critics. So if your first response to a negative situation is to blame yourself or criticize yourself, you begin to hinder your growth and even damage not only your mental health, but also your physical and spiritual body. In order to avoid these things, the only way to truly heal is to continue to show yourself some kindness and compassion. So, for example, you can do some self-forgiveness or self-healing affirmations, or you can go for a walk and talk with God, where you just lay out your burdens and cry out to Him and acknowledge your pain or the pain that you may have caused upon yourself or others, and just reconnect with your Creator by simply saying things or a prayer like, "Hey, I know that I was wrong, and I forgive myself for not knowing better and not acting like my best self. I know I'm not perfect, but in your eyes you love me anyways. Help me to love myself like you love me. Help me to forgive those who have hurt me and laugh at me or make fun of me, those who talk behind my back and smile in my face, those who belittle me, and teach me to love them like you have loved me throughout the years. Help me to forgive them like you have forgiven me from time to time. Thank you for making me awesome and imperfectly perfect. Thank you for teaching me how to love myself and better myself each and every day. I ask for your guidance to make the best choices and decisions for my life. Align me with the things that are meant to be in my life and take away anything that is not aligning with my true purpose." Another step you can take to find healing is to give yourself permission to put things on hold. So let's say you're having a hard time putting things out of your mind, letting go of situations or, you know, mistakes that have happened. Whatever it is, know that it's okay to take a step back and focus on you by doing all the things that resonate with your soul. So go get a pedicure, go have brunch with your friends, take a break. Either take as long as you need, and when you are ready, return to these thoughts when you are more centered. I know sometimes this is hard to grasp for a lot of people, including myself, especially when we want things to go our way, but it's so important for us to allow situations and for things to just be, no matter how much I want things to be perfect or different or my way. You know, sometimes it's just important, and it's okay for us to take a step back and allow things to just heal on its own and for us to heal in our own timing. You know, however, if the mistake you made hurt another person, you need to determine if this is the best course of action. You know, like, would you benefit from taking some time off? Do you feel like this is something that needs to be talked about right away? You know, do you want to talk to this person and apologize? You know, do you want to reconcile with them and make amends, or whatever it is that you're going through? You know, sometimes you need to see the bigger picture. Would this benefit me? Would this harm others or even myself? You know, like, that's when you come to a point where if you're on the offense about what to do, you might want to consider making amends, but it has to be with yourself first. And when you are ready, your love and your light will act out unintentionally, and you will have no choice but to make amends and forgive and forget, because you are now aligned and you are now led by love. Once you choose to forgive yourself and forgive others, it's so important to, number five, quit playing the tape. And trust me, it's human nature to spend time and energy replaying our mistakes. While some processing is important, going over what has happened again and again, it won't allow us to, you know, take the proper steps that we need to forgive ourselves and others, nor to grow. You will not be aligned, you will struggle, and your mindset will continue to lie to you. And that's when we suffer more from anxiety, from stress, from depression, from fear, from hatred, from jealousy, and so on. When we catch ourselves or ourselves, you know, replaying this, oh, I'm horrible person tape, or I can't believe that they did this to me, you stop yourself, take a few deep breaths, and interrupt these negative thought patterns by switching them to positive thoughts. I know it's a lot easier said than done, but what I do to help myself heal and forgive and center my thoughts daily is by doing self-forgiveness or self-healing guided meditation. So I recommend that you go on YouTube and just type up self-forgiveness guided meditations or self-healing guided meditations, or if you want to do like self-love guided meditations, you can choose some that are 5 minutes up to 10 minutes long. And basically all you will do is teach your mind to sit and to think about all the great things that make you happy and awesome and unique. You will begin by closing your eyes and sitting down or laying down comfortably, and breathe in through your nose all that you are, and with each exhale, you let go of all of the things that are no longer beneficial to your soul and to your mind. Soon you will experience this divine, that I like to call God's unconditional love. And as you allow it to move into your heart and body, you will begin to heal slowly and shortly and feel all the wonderful things that makes you you. You know, that's why I love to do mindfulness meditation, because it just allows me to, you know, take a step back from my day and, you know, to remember all that I am or where I want to be. You know, sometimes our minds can naturally remind us of all the things that we're not. But when I do this, I begin to see, like, myself playing with my kids and laughing and singing and dancing and painting. And then I realized that I'm most happy with my kids, and that no matter what I do, I'm already perfect in their eyes, just like I'm perfect in God's eyes. You see, your kids don't need a perfect mom. They just want a happy one. So forgive yourself for the bad decisions, for the times you lacked understanding, for the choices that hurt others and yourself. Forgive yourself for being young and reckless. These experiences are, you know, vital lessons. And what matters most right now is your willingness to grow from them. Whatever you've done before, it's time to accept it and let it be. Just let it go. You know, you're not perfect. You're capable of making mistakes. So stop hiding from the shadows of the past. Don't be trapped in the darkness of shattered memories. Let the light pass through you and shine upon you. Forgive yourself because it's the only way to start again. So choose every day to forgive yourself. You're human, you're flawed, and most of all, you're worthy of love. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I love you guys so much. I hope that you guys like today's episode. Make sure to hashtag us on Instagram at Sipping Tuesdays and follow me at Eleni Janice. Love you guys. Have an awesome week. Bye.